Exclusive J.D. Vance, Border Crisis is Result of Corporate Donor Control. By John Binder on March 19, 2021. J.D. Vance, the author of the New York Times best-selling book-turned-movie Hillbilly Elegy, says the current crisis of illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border is a result of corporate donor control over Washington, D.C., politicians. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Vance told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that the donor class has driven the nation's illegal immigration crisis occurring at the southern border, where the Biden administration is releasing thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior, often not tested for coronavirus. Listen. Breitbart Middle. J.D. Vance, March 19, 2021. There are two things I've noticed about the immigration debate that has just really bothered me. The first is that it's often driven by donors, primarily Democratic donors, but unfortunately, donors on the right as well who want deep labor, Vance said. I've heard them talk about this when they don't think anybody's listening. They want cheap labor and they don't care what consequences follow for their own country so that they can get that cheap labor. Emphasis added. Secondly, Vance said the donor class has weaponized the immigration issue against American citizens, silencing those with the label racist for questioning the level of immigration that the U.S. should admit annually. A majority of Americans, 75%, want to reduce legal immigration levels below its current 1.2 million per year rate. The second thing is the way that they use the charge of racism to silence American citizens who just want to live in a safe country, in a country with good wages, in communities that don't have a ton of heroin and meth, Vance said. I just find this so disgusting, it's so vile because it takes something that is good about America, our compassion for our fellow citizens. That racism charge silences them for fear of offending people, for fear of coming across the wrong way, for fear of being painted as somebody who doesn't care about the other folks who live in your country, and it does it at the service of those corporate donors who just want cheap labor. Emphasis added. It's just such a disgusting thing to take what's best about the American people and the American citizen and turn it around on them so that they don't push back against these corporate donor policies. Emphasis added. Vance said the current illegal immigration surge is because our country is controlled by corporate donors of both parties, but especially right now on the left. They have people in their ears who have a lot of money and who want cheap labor and who want a lot of illegal immigration. Vance said of House and Senate Republicans who are advocating providing amnesty to illegal aliens at the moment. When you dangle the promise of amnesty, it invites millions of other people to come, Vance said. Federal immigration officials apprehended almost 100,000 border crossers in February, an increase of 170% compared to the same time last year. The total number of illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border, undetected, since October 2020 has surpassed 118,000, Breitbart News exclusively reported. Meanwhile, the Democrat-controlled House, with support from 30 House Republicans, passed two amnesty bills this week. One of the amnesties would put about 4.4 million illegal aliens on track for American citizenship, while the other would provide green cards to up to 2.1 million illegal aliens claiming to have worked on farms. Apple CEO Tim Cook, the architect of the multinational corporation's China outsourcing scheme, was one of the biggest proponents of the amnesty for 4.4 million illegal aliens, while big agriculture donors lobbied lawmakers to pass the farm worker amnesty. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.